Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life that this world would offer me. Looking for some peace in my soul.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
Welcome to the Media Ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 MW Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
I need you, Lord. Yeah, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I'm singing this song right now, because I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
I say I'm singing this song right now, because I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get weak. And again I get tired, but I'm calling your name
right now, Lord.
Well, I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
I say I'm singing this song right now, cause I need you, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get weak, and again I get tired, but I'm
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name right now, cause I need you.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm
calling your name.
Yeah, right now, Lord.
And I'm calling your name, cause I need you.
Right now, Lord.
And I'm calling your name, cause I need you.
Right now, Lord.
Oh, sometimes I get tired, sometimes I get too weak, but I'm
calling your name.
Right now, Lord. I need you. I need you right now.
Right now, right now.
Right now. I need you right now.
Right now.
I need you
right now.
Right now,
do you need it?
Right now, let me tell you
right
what you can do.
Right now,
go down
right
on your knees.
Right now,
tell the Lord,
right now,
I need you.
Right now,
I can't
right now,
make it
right now,
without
right
you
now,
on my side.
Right now,
anybody
right now,
up in here?
Right now,
anybody
right now,
up in here?
Right now, right
you
now,
need the Lord.
Right now, right
you need the Lord.
Right now,
come on,
right now,
if you need him.
Right now, right
if you need it,
right
Lord,
right
I need you.
Right now,
I can't
right
make it without you.
Right
Lord, I need you.
Right
Lord, I need you.
Right
in my home,
right
I need
you. Right
I need you.
Right
in my home,
right
my job,
right
I need
you. Right
oh,
right
sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get weak.
Right now, Lord.
The Lord is blessing me right now, oh, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. A sinner, I'll tell you the reason why. If my God was to come for me, oh, I would be ready to die. Oh, because he woke me up this morning. Jesus, he blessing me. Jesus,
Jesus,
he blessing me. Jesus,
Jesus,
he's blessing me.
He blessing me.
Nobody,
Jesus,
he's blessing me.
He blessing me.
Oh, because he will walk. He's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Come on, say,
Jesus.
He's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Oh, because he woke,
he woke me up this morning.
And he started
me on my way.
And
Lord, he's blessing me.
Right now.
Right now. Yeah.
Jesus,
Jesus,
he's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Come and say, Jesus,
Jesus,
he's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Somebody say, Jesus,
Jesus,
he's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Oh, because he woke
me up this morning.
He's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
Jesus,
Jesus,
He's blessing me.
He's blessing me.
All of my life,
Jesus,
I give it to Jesus.
He's blessing me.
And let Him handle my problems.
Jesus,
handle my situations.
He's blessing me.
Everything I'm going through.
Jesus,
nobody but Jesus.
He's blessing me.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus,
nobody but Jesus.
He's blessing me.
Oh,
He woke me up. Morning,
and He started
me on my way. The Lord is blessing me.
The Lord,
the Lord is blessing me.
The Lord,
the Lord is blessing me.
The Lord,
the Lord is blessing me.
The Lord.
Right now, amen. As we stand all over this place, let's thank God again for our male chorus, amen. Thank you, brothers. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We pray God's blessings upon you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege. We pray, God, that you will speak a word into our hearts. Help us, God. Remind us, God, that we need you and that without you we are nothing. We thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I encourage you to turn to Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Genesis chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Thank you, Brother Lot, for having the mics just right. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 16, verses 7 and 8, and there you will find these words. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? Amen. Amen. As you shall take your seats this morning, I ask you to think with us in terms of a subject so much to be thankful for. Amen. So much to be thankful for. Thank you, ushers. I love the hymns of the church. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. I love the hymns of the church. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. When I was growing up as a child in this church, I can't help but remember the hymns of the church. Brother Roosevelt Edison, Sister Cora Wilson taught us many songs like Trust and Obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Songs that gave me strength and encouragement. Songs that even challenged me to draw closer to God. Songs like Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Most people from my generation and those who are from generations prior to mine are familiar with the hymns of the church. In times of crisis and catastrophe, amen, times of crisis and calamity, have you ever found yourself singing your favorite hymn? Not just in times of crisis and calamity, but even in times of joy and jubilation, the hymns of the church come to mind. Every now and then, every believer ought to have a song in their heart that helps them to get from one place to another. one of the hymns of the church that every now and then we still sing in Sunday school is a song called Count Your Blessings. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, then you'll be surprised at what the Lord has done. How many of you this morning have taken the time to actually count your blessings? Well, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. How many of you have really taken the time to assess exactly what it is that you have to be thankful for? How many of you have taken the time to think about the good, the great, and gracious things that the Lord has done for you? Have you talked about or thought about or even considered those things that the Lord has done for you that you were unable to do for yourself? I'm talking about those miracles that God provided, those mountains that the Lord crossed you over, those valleys that he brought you through. Every now and then, every believer ought to just take a little time to count your blessings. Give him praise if you know you're blessed this morning. I can remember the way the old deacons used to pray, and many of them still pray that way. Amen. They would say, God, we thank you for a day that you have made. We thank you, God, for the clothes on our backs and the shoes on our feet and for shelter over our heads and for food on our tables. They were simply reminding us through prayer how important it is to count your blessings. It served as a reminder that God had continually and continuously provided for them. It served as a reminder that God had continually and continuously given to them what they could not have given to themselves. We were taught that you ought to enumerate your blessings. Amen. You ought to think about them. You ought to, as a matter of fact, you ought to write them down. And every now and then, all of us ought to consider counting our blessings. I'm talking about before we ask him for something. Sometimes we need to pause and thank God for what he has already done. Because if you really learn how to count your blessings, you won't have so many pity parties. If you really learn how to count your blessings, you won't have so many negative circumstances in your life. You'll have a whole lot more stuff to be thankful about. Instead of complaining, you'll come in here rejoicing. Instead of looking sad, you'll have a smile on your face. Is there anybody here other than Pastor Garner who can say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, I've got to pause and tell God thank you? Somebody ought to pause right now and give him some praise. In the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, we find a young girl, a young lady who's having a pity party. We find a young woman who's having some issues with the life that she's now living. We find a sister who is displeased with the hand that she has been dealt. She's a young woman who has found herself in a situation that seems to be beyond her control. She's in a place where she really doesn't want to be. She seems to be handcuffed by hopelessness, handcuffed by helplessness, and it seems that she cannot break free from the shackles that have her bound. Her name is Hagar. Now, I need to tell you that Hagar is the servant girl of a woman by the name of Sarai. You Bible readers will remember that Sarai is the wife of a man named Abram. Both of their names are going to be changed. Amen. Abram's name will be changed to Abraham. Sarai's name will be changed to Sarah. Sarai had a young servant girl in her house named Hagar. You Bible readers will remember that Abraham and Sarah were without child, but God had made them a promise. Is there anybody here who's resting on the promises of God? Amen. Amen. You don't know what tomorrow holds, but you know that if God promised it, amen, it's going to be all right. Is there anybody trusting in the promises of God? Oh, you ought to give him praise this morning. Now, I want to pause here because in the midst of what's happening in the news today in Israel, the battle between Israel and Hamas, you need to understand that Hagar, amen, has a historical part to play in some of the stuff we're watching today in the news. As a matter of fact, Abraham, the father of Hagar's son Ishmael, is also the father of the child of promise, whose name is what? Isaac, amen. And we know that Isaac, amen, had two sons. One's name was Jacob, and the other's name was Esau. And the Bible says, God said, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. You Bible students will remember that Jacob's name is also changed. Amen. Like his father's name was changed, Jacob's name is changed to Israel. And so we wouldn't even be talking about Israel today if Abraham hadn't had a son named, amen, Isaac, who had a son named Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Abraham is the same father of Hagar's child, Ishmael. Amen. And guess what? Because Abraham and Sarah did not have the faith to trust God, God promised them a child, but in their old age, they said, it seems like God went to sleep on us. It seems like God has forgotten us. And so Sarah came up with this novel idea that what we're going to do, Abraham, you're going to sleep with my servant girl, Hagar, and we're going to let that child be the child of promise. But God said, that's not the way I work. I do what I say I'm going to do. And I need to tell somebody here today that if God said it, you can count on it, you can trust in it, you can believe it. And there's somebody here who knows that he may not come when you want him, but can I get two or three witnesses who will wave your hand and say, but Pastor, he will show up on time. And so here we are thousands of years later. They're still fighting over there because there was a conflict between Sarah and her slave girl, Hagar. The Bible says that Hagar would tease Sarah. Now, it's not explicit. It doesn't tell us exactly how Hagar would tease Sarah, but in my mind, I just imagine that she would probably parade her son around Sarah and say, look at my son. You cannot have a son, but God has blessed me with a son. Amen. And so Sarah got tired of it, and Sarah told Abraham, look, man, amen, I know that's your child, but somebody's got to go. Either I'm going or Hagar and her son are going. And the Bible says that Abraham dismissed Hagar and her son Ishmael, put them out, amen. And today we know that the Arab people are descendants of Hagar and Ishmael. And guess what? They are still fighting today because Abraham and Sarah were unwilling to trust in God. Can I park right here and pause parenthetically and tell somebody today who is thinking about helping God out in your current situation, you better wait on God. Let me tell you, before you sin and disobey God and do what you want to do, you need to understand that our sins don't just affect us. Amen. If we could call on Abraham and Sarah this morning, they would tell you that their sin is still affecting the world today. They're fighting, they're shooting missiles, they're blowing up stuff today because two people were unwilling to trust in God. Do I have any witnesses here today? And so, amen, Hagar is out. She's put out there and she feels like she's alone and by herself. But it's in the midst of being kicked out. It's in the midst of her feeling like she's by herself that God shows up and says, I am with you. The angel shows up in that desolate situation, and listen to what the angel of the Lord says to Hagar. He asked her two questions that I want you to think about today. He asked her, where did you come from and where are you going? Where did you come from and where are you going? Now, I need somebody in Pleasant Hill this morning. You're feeling like your situation is hopeless. You're feeling like you're helpless. You don't know how you're going to make it out. You don't know how you're going to make it over. You don't know how you're going to make it through. But I want you to hear the question this morning. Where did you come from and where are you going? Now, why are those two questions significant? They are significant because one reason we sit on God and one reason we don't praise him like we ought to is that many times we forget where the Lord has brought us from. We get so consumed by our current situation. We get so consumed by our current calamity. We get so consumed by our current sickness or trouble or pain or heartache that we forget how we were sick a few years ago. Where did you come from? Did God bring you through it? Yeah. Did God heal you then? Yeah. Did God rescue you yesterday? Yeah. Did God deliver you last time? Yeah. Is there anybody foolish and crazy enough to believe that if he did it before, he can do it again? Praise him right now because of where he has brought you from. I don't know about y'all, but can I tell it like Sister Audrine Smith used to tell it in Old Pleasant Hill? She would say, he brought me